Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country, Mullaney News and the Sentinel. Great to be back for another week. Our headlines across Glasshouse Country are the Sunshine Coast hinterland has been officially recognised as Queensland's first international dark sky reserve, with Mullaney, Montville and all along the Blackall Ranges now coming under dark sky status. So you can see many, many thousands of stars up there, and that's going to continue as the councils and state governments work to keep light pollution to a minimum up there. The Biwa Co-op, which is having to relocate to make way for the Wave Railway Station upgrade at Biwa, is aiming to be at a new purpose-built site at Roy's Road within 2 years. It's got a race to vacate its current site, but hopefully it's going to be fast-tracking approvals through council and getting its proposed plan up and running in a couple of years. We've got a story about the rail trail being closed for up to a year. Part of the recreation trail between Glasshouse Mountains and Biwa is closed for that 12 months while major works continue for the Beerburrum to Nambour rail upgrade, which everyone knows is causing a little bit of consternation along the hinterland, but is set to be completed in the next 18 months. We've also got a story about Mullaney Telstra customers who can expect intermittent daytime mobile phone disruptions for up to 2 weeks from June 15 while infrastructure upgrades are underway there. And we've also got a really nice profile about Mullaney resident, Dr. Rebecca Spindler, who's been appointed a member of the Order of Australia and the King's Birthday Honours for her outstanding contributions to conservation science. Over at the Sentinel, the big story last week was the announcement of the Moreton Bay City Council's budget. They kept rates to reasonable, for, I think it was 4.65% or thereabouts, which is significantly lower than Sunshine Coast Council, its neighbouring council, increasing rates to 10% a couple of weeks ago. We've got a story about a Somerset couple saying proposed transmission corridor linked to the Barumba Pumped Hydro Project could severely limit future tourism and farming opportunities on their 1,600-acre property near Linville. And a story about major planning amendments affecting Moray Field South and bushfire-prone areas across Moreton Bay. They're now awaiting approvals from the Queensland Planning Minister. And a story about construction of a new 14-unit community housing complex in Moray Field. It's expected to begin in August and will be providing long-term accommodation for people experiencing or at risk of homelessness, which we know is a massive issue in the Moreton Bay region. So those stories and plenty more across Glasshouse Country and the Sentinel. Pick up a copy this week.
This is Mitch on 101.5. I'll be back next Monday. Talk then.